Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 14th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms. Look for a high of 82 and a low of 52. In our top story, North Carolina will temporarily stop using the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine at the urging of the federal government. Tuesday, the CDC and the FDA called for sites to stop using the vaccine across the country after there were 6 cases where women developed extremely rare blood clots after getting the shot. While health officials said they're operating out of caution, they also said the 6 cases represent a very small number out of the 6.8 million shots that have been given so far. Symptoms of the blood clot disorder can include abdominal pain, leg pain, a severe headache, and shortness of breath. Anyone who develops any of the symptoms within 3 weeks of receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine should contact their healthcare provider. There have been no reports of similar incidents among people who took the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. Providers said they would offer those vaccines to people scheduled for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. In education news, North Carolina school districts are lobbying state lawmakers for the ability to start classes earlier than the late August date required in state law. An education committee supports several calendar flexibility bills that would give districts more control of when school begins and ends. School officials say having more control will help students, because schools will be able to more quickly start next school year to address COVID-19 learning loss. But any legislation will have a hard time passing because of the tourism industry's concerns about shortening summer break. In business news, AbbVie, a British pharmaceutical manufacturer, has picked Sanford as the site of its newest facility, planning an investment of $213 million that will bring with it hundreds of new jobs. The company plans to create 325 new jobs by 2025 with a minimum average wage of $63,000. The company will receive incentives if it meets hiring and investment goals. The company is helping make some medicines in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, Crook's Corner Restaurant in Chapel Hill has a new chef. But the famed shrimp and grits on the menu aren't going anywhere. The new executive chef also is the chef at Durham's Alley 26. And while she will preserve iconic dishes, the menu will evolve with the seasons and allow the chef to put her own mark on the menu. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.